Your Classical Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program of the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest in your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org. This is Your Classical Storytime. I'm Jeff, with an African-American folktale called Why the Bear Sleeps All Winter. Once upon a time, there was a kind, hard-working rabbit who lived in the woods. In the fall, he gathered up nuts and acorns to store them for the long winter. He'd pick cabbage and pull turnips and carrots for his cellar, so that when winter came, he'd be fully stocked with lots of good food to last him through those long, cold months. Now, next to our friend Rabbit lived a bear. And unlike the rabbit, he was not a very hard-working fellow. Instead of gathering his honey in the summer and doing his own ice fishing in the winter, he preferred to lay in the sun. That is, when he wasn't off playing tricks on the other animals. And the animal he most liked to play tricks on was Rabbit. Just as soon as Rabbit moved to a new burrow and filled his bins with vegetables, Bear would come along and steal all of Rabbit's food. And as soon as Rabbit filled his house with warm, dry leaves for a bed, Bear would sneak in and fall asleep, and Rabbit would come home and find him snoring away. Finally, Rabbit could take no more of this, so he went to the other animals of the forest for advice. The first one he met was his friend Frog. "What shall I do, Frog?" Rabbit asked. "Bear will not leave me alone." Frog, cooling his heels in the nice, squishy mud on the edge of the pond, answered, "I'm not sure I know. Bear can be quite a big bully. Let's go ask Squirrel." So the two went to find Squirrel, who was busy making a nest of leaves and twigs in a hickory tree. Rabbit asked the same question of what to do about Bear. "Gosh, I don't really know," said Squirrel. "Perhaps we should ask my friend Mole." And so the three friends traveled again, this time to where a mole was busy digging a hole in the ground for his new house. And again, Rabbit posed the same question. "What shall I do about Bear? He won't leave me alone." "I'm not the guy to ask," said Mole. "I spend my day in a hole in the ground. Let's go ask Fox." At this point, Rabbit was a bit frustrated that none of his friends had had any ideas for him. But, desperate for a solution, he went along. When the animals got to Fox's den, again, Rabbit asked his question. But this time, he got lucky, because that sly old fox offered up an idea. "Let's go find that lazy old bear," Fox said. So the five friends set out to look for him. When they finally found Bear, he was tucked away in a cave, fast asleep. "Stay quiet," said Fox. Then he instructed Frog, "Go and get a little mud from the pond." And Frog did as Fox told him. Then Fox said to Squirrel, "Go and bring me some leaves." And Squirrel did just that, bringing back a big wad of leaves and dropping it at Fox's feet. Next, he whispered to Mole, "Go and fetch me some of the dirt from that hole you were digging in the ground." And Mole did just that. Finally, he said to Rabbit, "Stand ready to do as I tell you." He then motioned to the mud, the leaves, and the dirt and said, "Mix all of this together and go plug up the opening to that cave where Bear's sleeping." Rabbit did as he was told, and the other animals were enjoying this so much they pitched in as well. Finally, Rabbit packed down all that mud, leaves, and dirt with his back feet. Soon, the door to that cave where Bear was sleeping was totally, completely plugged up. The friends all laughed, thinking about how Bear was going to have quite a time getting out of that cave. Now, Bear had been sleeping through all this busy activity. After a while, though, he woke up. But because those tricky animals had plugged up the door to that cave, he couldn't see any daylight. So Bear thought it was still nighttime. And so, he went back to sleep again. Time passed. After another while, he heard rain, and then sleet beating down outside, while it was still warm and cozy inside. What a very long night, he thought. But he didn't think too much, so he curled back up and went back to sleep yet again. This time Bear slept, and slept, and slept. After a very long while, it started to get very warm inside the cave, and he started to hear birds singing outside. He sat up, rubbed his eyes, stretched out his long paws, and walked to the cave door. He poked at the mud and the leaves and the dirt, and finally, he managed to clear it all away, one big clump at a time, and walked out into the light. My, was he surprised. When he'd gone inside that cave, it was a cold, frosty night, and leaves covered the ground everywhere. But now, the sun was shining, and fresh, new, green leaves covered the trees everywhere he looked. Did I sleep all winter? Bear said. It seems that I did. You know, it was pretty nice, he said to himself. I think I should do that again, next winter. And with that, he set out through the woods, over to Rabbit's house, to see if there was anything to eat. And that is why the bear sleeps all winter, and why his children and grandchildren have done the same ever since. The end. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Storytime from APM, American Public Media.